I got some situations, David, and you and Giddens have to tell me what you would do in these situations.
Okay.
I'm choosing eat. I'm choosing to eat in every situation.
Some of them are food related, Giddens.
Oh, Lord. Eat. Oh.
I made sure to have them.
Why don't this first one consider coleslaw and
throw
olives?
It away. Throw it away.
You know, you said you would eat in every situation.
Throw it away.
Here we go. I got the first one, David. We'll start with the food one.
Is this for Giddens or for me?
Both of you answer.
Okay. All right.
You drop your ice cream cone on the sidewalk. Do you shrug it off and walk away, replace it, or eat it anyway?
Well, I can tell you right now, Giddens would do two things. He would replace it and he would eat it. He wouldn't dare walk away. I'd probably walk away.
I'd replace it.
And eat it.
If you replace it, what are you going to do? Just drop it again?
No, I'm saying...
Like, you're going to eat the one
that you drop. No, I'm not eating the one that I dropped.
Yeah, you would. You'd eat both of them.
No, I'm just replacing the one I dropped. You'd eat the one that I replaced.
What if it was a big waffle cone?
He'd eat everything inside. He'd eat the one he dropped and get the one that he replaced.
I'm replacing it, and I'm convincing them to give me a refund.
Oh, God. All right, what's the next one, Bob?
You wake up and realize you switch bodies with your dog. What's the first thing you do?
Bark like crap. I'd wake him up.
Wait, who's him?
The dog. If I'm switching places with the dog, I'd bark and wake him up.
Is that what Toby used to do to you?
Yeah. He's ready to go outside.
I'm going to go lick his face.
I'm surprised your first one would be bark to get some food or a treat.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to get some treats, too. Some Scooby-Doo snacks.
Yeah, you're going to get relegated to your pen, too.
Next one, you open your fridge and it's a portal to a random place on Earth. Do you go in and gamble? Because you could end up in a tropical climate or you could end up in Siberia or Antarctica.
You know, I'm not too chancy. I don't know.
I mean, can you come back?
No. The portal's one way.
What do you do if you just shut the refrigerator if you don't want
to
do it?
Yeah, you shut the refrigerator and it changes back to a normal refrigerator.
I'm keeping my fridge. I mean, it might go to paradise, but it might go to you know where, too.
Are you going in alone?
Yeah, it's just you
gotta leave your family behind?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm staying
here.
Now,
you can get back to your house eventually, but if you're in Siberia or Antarctica.
We all know your answer. You're keeping your fridge. I mean, if you opened it up and there's no food in there, you're not keeping that door open.
Yeah, it's a worthless fridge anyway.
There you go.
You get locked out of your house in just your underwear. What's your plan?
That's actually happened to me before.
What'd you do?
I searched around for the key I had hidden.
Where was it hidden?
Might have been hidden in my underwear.
What if you had no key to get back in your house? Would you break a window and get in?
Oh, absolutely. I'm getting in.
I'm going to the neighbor's house and asking them for help.
In his underwear.
Yeah. No shame.
No shame?
No shame.
Giddens. I hate to tell you, if you're in your underwear, that's shame.
No shame.
This has never happened to Giddens before, but your favorite snack is gone and your sibling ate the last one.
Yeah, I ate my sibling.
How do you handle it?
I eat my sibling.
There you go. I smack them.
Smack them?
Absolutely. I grab a skillet or a pot or something.
Wow.
Crack them over the head.
My mom did that to my uncle one time.
What?
Got a cast iron skillet and knock him over the head.
With hey, it. If it's still your food, I mean, come on. Yeah, I'm surprised Giddens wouldn't. I'm surprised there wouldn't be a wholehearted fight right there.
A fist fight?
It'd kind of be like Mike Tyson and Buster Douglas. He'd eat the ear after beating him up.
Who am I fighting with? Myself? I don't have a sibling.
That's the reason you don't have a sibling. It's because you eat too much.
I ate my sibling.
Well, you eat too much. That's the reason you don't have a sibling.
David, you've done this before. You spill a drink on your shirt right before a big meeting. What do you do?
Oh, yeah. The waitress at Jack's done that to me the other day. What do I do?
What Jack's do you go to?
Well, the lady at the drive-thru.
I want to go to a Jack's that has waitresses.
You want to go to a Jack's, period, because it's food. But if you're asking the question, if I'm close enough to home, I go change. If I don't, go naked.
But you don't do any nakedness here.
Huh?
You don't do nakedness here, though.
Ain't that what you said?
Yeah, but what were you going to do? Go naked? But you don't do nakedness here.
You don't have to be fully naked.
We get the people.
Well, also, is there not an A in...
No, not in the state of Alabama. It's naked.
Naked?
Naked.
So naked.
Give them a thrill. Naked. You don't have to, but go naked. Give them a thrill, baby.
So you're taking the pants off, too?
Absolutely.
Unnecessarily.
I'm going coned on, baby.
That,
let's go.
I think HR is getting involved if you do that.
HR can come along, too. I mean, you know, put a E in the middle of it.
You show up to a party and you realize you're the only one in costume. What's your move?
Wear it proud, yeah, baby.
I mean, if you've already committed to it.
Can I tell you that
you can't admit defeat and back out.
This man came to a Christmas party one time and was the only one that had an ugly Christmas sweater on.
It's a good one, too. Yeah.
And he wore it proud, baby.
We should do that this year. Everybody wear one.
I've got one.
I got a good one. I got a few good ones.
I've got one really good one. I wore last year. Probably wear it again this year because I can't afford another.
Giddens, I don't think this has ever happened to you, but your mother or significant other tries a new recipe and it doesn't taste good at all. Do you eat it anyway or tell them?
Call the Guinness Book of World Record because that has never happened.
I think it kind of has happened and I'm going to eat it anyway. I'm too nice.
You're going to eat it and you're going to not say a word, but you're going to make sure that in that household, they don't have the ingredients to make it again. Right?
Yeah. I mean, that's a good idea. And you don't have to throw the ingredients away.
You don't have to tell them.
And just eat just the get rid.
If it was a pie, don't buy another pie crust.
All right, last one.
All right.
You pour milk into your cereal, but it's gone bad. Do you eat the cereal anyway?
Now, I'm going to answer for the both of us here, okay? If it's me, I'm dumping the whole thing in the garbage can, getting new milk and new cereal.
Same.
No. If it's Giddens, he's eating that and then going to get another bowl and say, I think that milk was bad. Let me try another one.
Let me get some of that every sip.
Let me get some of that black bread I like to eat, too.
I'll crumble up some black bread in here. How about them ruined bananas? Let's cut them up and put it in the cereal.
No.
No, I know you. Don't say no.
No.
You'd eat anything that wouldn't eat you first.
That probably would. That's probably some flesh-eating bacteria in that milk.
I have seen this man eat bread that was black as an ace of spades.
That's called seasoning.
Seasoning. It's not called seasoning. It's called penicillin. That's what it's called. It's called mold. It's called runt. And you eat it like it was the last piece at the Last Supper.
You're only runt if you're naked.
Well, that's your opinion. I don't eat the last piece of bread that's black as you know what. Come on.
It was a seasoned bread.
It was penicillin. It was
everything burnt. Seasoning.
No, it wasn't everything seasoned. Bauman, you saw it. What do you think?
It was as black as that computer monitor in front
and
of you.
And was it seasoning or was it runt?
I don't know what runt is.
Was it bad?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Did you guys try it?
He didn't grow
why
up.
Why would I want to try that?
Yeah, why would we want to get sick eating penicillin-flavored bread?
I didn't get sick.
That's because your stomach has a gut rock bottom in it that would take concrete.
Your stomach lining's a steel curtain.
I'm telling you. Concrete would love to have you work out there. It's a freaking bottomless pit full of... Man, I... Hey.
Sounds like you're jealous of my
impressive ability
to consume.
What's impressive is your ability to digest these things that should kill you. That's what's impressive.
These are just store-bought items.
No, these are items that the store is trying to get rid of. That's why a whole loaf cost you 39 cents. Doesn't that ring up something in that cash register head of yours?
Wasn't that expensive.
Oh, it was less than 39 cents.
Makes it worse.
Good God. Let's move on.